The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hi, Tandy, and welcome to The Netball Show with Flyhawk. On today's podcast, we're going to hear from the new head coach at Rhinos, Tracy Robinson. Tracy, first of all, welcome to the UK, welcome to Rhinos. The opportunity itself, it doesn't come too often as a coach, so did you know much about Rhinos before you decided to join?
I was a little bit aware, only because they'd had a previous Australian coach, but I wasn't really aware of the links with the Leeds Rhino organisation and the community, and I think that's one of the pluses for me to come over here because, netball is a community-based sport, and the fact that we've gone professional, but with organisations who are just as fantastic as Leeds Rhino backing netball, it was a really good opportunity for me to come and do the thing that I love with that great backing.
I believe Jade Clark had something to do with persuading you to come over.
Yeah, we did have a few chats with Jade Clark. I heard really good things about her in Australia, and we got some face-to-face. She asked me some questions. I asked her some questions. So, I felt really comfortable about coming into this environment.
How good a shape did Dan leave the squad?
I think not knowing the background around it, I think, they did really well last year. So I think he wanted to keep the nucleus of the squad together. With that nucleus, that gets that familiarity and that understanding of what each other brings. And then having a few of the newer players into the squad this year, I think it will just add a little bit more variety for us for 2022.
Is the Super League seen as a challenge for you on that personal level?
I've been with quite a few franchises in Australia, and basically I left Australia and went and coached Malaysia just for my own coach development. I thought that, I needed to challenge myself with a different environment, and that's how we're looking here, at Leeds Rhinos, because you don't actually remember the games you win or lose or anything. You remember the experiences, and that's what I think is really important as a coach, to, go into different environments and get those experiences and, help develop players along the way. So that's a big positive for me.
And netball is that world game anyway at the best of times, so everybody will be keeping an eye on what's happening elsewhere in the world.
Oh, of course they are. And, that's the collegial spirit around our sport is, it doesn't matter whether you're in Malaysia, in England, in Australia, New Zealand, netballers are everywhere. So it's just such a fantastic sport to be a part of.
Having a club in the community for any team, it's really important.
Well, I think, those links with the community and the region up here, I mean, already just for me, and I've just only been here a week, the community and how they've embraced me has been really important. So, through Leeds Rhinos and their connections and what their foundation does is we want to provide a pathway for this region to provide athletes up to the top level. And I think, we've got a few Leeds Rhinos players who are out of the local community, but I think it's really important to make sure that players here know that there's stepping stones in. They don't have to go anywhere. They've got this fantastic club in their environment. So, for them to actually be in a part of the elite team is a really important selling point, I think, and that's what Leeds Rhinos do really well.
I don't know about you as well, but I think that one of the important things for Rhinos this season coming ahead is the fact that it's going to be two home venues.
Yeah, I think after last season when there was no supporters, I think going out to two different venues just, it encourages people to come in and be part of the game day, and also to go, we value our supporters. So instead of just having, one home game in one place, we can actually travel around our region and say, you guys are really important to us. And, from a team perspective, we're really relying on our spectators to come in and support us. And that's, we want to have a little fortress wherever we go of our Leeds Rhino supporters supporting the team. So we're really looking forward to getting out there.
How is Maggie so far?
Oh, she is an absolute gem. And look, she couldn't be more welcoming, and she's just been fantastic to me personally, but in terms of the team as well. So, one of the things that tipped me over the line was, my interaction I had with Maggie prior to coming out here. Bit similar to Jade. Maggie was really open. I'm really enjoying working with her, and I think we'll be a good team this year.
How about the squad? You've seen? Have you seen any of the training so far? Are you in good shape? Happy with things?
Yeah, I've been to 3 trainings at the moment, and I'm happy with where we are. I think that the comp's going to come around really quickly, and for me, you know, only really being here 3 weeks before we start is just fine tuning some of the things that they already know, but also providing with a few opportunities and a few different ways of doing things. So as we build through the season, we're able to throw a few different strategies out there, and the girls have really embraced it. So it's been good.
And we know that Yorkshire's a great example of netball in the UK. So are you happy with the options available to you elsewhere in the pathway, and obviously those fringe players as well?
Definitely. And, you know, one of my roles is to get out in the community and see what's out there. I mean, even this afternoon I'm going to look at our Leeds Rhinos Academy players, so I'm really interested to see what's there. And also, too, you know, out in the community, you spot players left, right and centre. So part of my role is, you know, going out there and eyeballing and TIDing players and seeing can we pull them into our net. That's what it's all about.
Last season, finally, we had the Leeds Rhinos membership. That'll be back for this season, and a nice way just to get involved and show your support no matter where you are in the world.
Oh, definitely. And I think the thing is, the club's such a fantastic club. So for us to go out to different venues, for people to sign up to be members for our club, that's just the cherry on top of the cake. And that's what we really encourage, because we really want our home venues to be packed out with our supporters.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.